morning. So first of all, I have to confess that these ideas are a little half-baked, meaning that they're not completely developed yet. So I thought I would kind of vet them amongst my peers at the conference here to see what kind of response I got. So I guess we'll get right into it then. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge these ideas were kind of spawned out of conversations with some colleagues of mine from Italy, Antonio Coppola, Vincenzo Comegna, Alessandro Comegna, and Giovanna Dragonetti. So they deserve some recognition as well. So there, a few years back, I guess in the 90s, there was a lot of work on linear scaling theory, and Sposito developed the theory about the scale invariance of the Richards equation. And so if the hydraulic properties adhere to linear scaling theory, the Richards equation can be shown to be scale invariant, which would make life a lot simpler for describing the spatial variability of hydraulic phenomena in the Vados zone. However, not all soils can be scaled according to linear scaling theory, and that's one thing I'd like to show. And now with the new advances such as wireless field sensors, there's potential to deploy quite a large array of sensors and get a very large data set of field measurements of things like water content, or which could then be used to calculate local soil water fluxes. So that data could potentially be used with a model and using inverse procedures to back out the hydraulic properties. However, the importance of that, it's important using inverse procedures to get the identify the correct hydraulic properties in one location, but I think it's also important for the procedures to identify the correct pattern of soil hydraulic properties as well. And that's some of the questions that I'm trying to ask in this work. So the main objective or question is, can we deduce whether the soil is linear, can be linear scaled, by measuring spatial patterns of soil hydraulic behavior, for example, soil water flux? And maybe an underlying question behind that is, what is the influence of the underlying autocovariance of soil hydraulic properties on the resulting spatial pattern or autocovariance of soil water fluxes under various boundary conditions? Just a quick breeze through linear scaling theory. These equations I'll describe using these graphs here to scale. Or to determine if a soil can be scaled linearly, one would go to the field and measure the variability of the soil moisture retention curve and the hydraulic conductivity curve. And doing some calculations, hopefully all of these variable curves could fall on one field average curve using linear scaling factors. If you're like me and you don't have time to go to the field anymore, you have to generate soils in your office on your computer. So I start with the average curve, the star curve we'll call it, and then you can generate random scaling factors according to any probability distribution you would like to create a spatially variable soil that adheres to linear scaling theory perfectly. So I got to thinking about this, and so I started with the field average curve and generated some scaling factors and developed about 100 different moisture retention curves. And then I fit the Van Genuchten model to all of these different moisture retention curves here, the 100. And this original curve was based on some Van Genuchten parameters as well. So for a variety of soil textures, for example, the loam, the star parameters, or the Van Genuchten parameters describe the bright blue lines here. And I found that when I went to fit the Van Genuchten function to all the other curves surrounding it, that I got a nice relationship between the linear scaling factors and the van Genuchten alpha parameter that seemed to hold regardless of soil texture. For the N parameter, the van Genuchten N parameter, that was very insensitive to the linear scaling factors. And another one would be matrix flux potential that I tried out that seemed to be really well correlated to the linear scaling factors as well. So the van Genuchten alpha parameter sensitive to the Miller scaling factors in this case. The van Genuchten N parameter is insensitive. And this is something that's been mentioned before in the literature, but I think it's very well expressed with these previous graphs, is that linear scaling theory describes soils with spatially variable mean pore size, but they have a constant pore size variance. So that's a very specific type of soil that these scaling theory is describing here. We can then kind of project. So we have our soil that's linearly scalable would have a spatially variable mean pore size, but a constant pore size variance. If we use our imagination, we could say, well, there may be then a soil or another bound of soil would be a constant mean pore size, but a spatially variable pore size variance. So we'd have a stationary alpha, same alpha everywhere, but a spatially variable N. We could have correlated spatially variable mean pore size and pore size variance, or they could both be spatially variable but uncorrelated as well. So I guess my question then is the hydraulic behavior of these four types of soils different? So can we, by monitoring soil hydraulic behavior, by field measurements, is the behavior different enough that we can parse out whether the soil falls in one of these four categories or not? So I am using experimenting with this with numerical experiments, using HYDROS2D, and using discretization and hydraulic parameters and autocovariance, same as Roth in 1990. So what I've done so far is the starting with a Miller similar scenario that the van Genuchten alpha parameter is spatially variable, but the van Genuchten N parameter is not. It's constant everywhere. And then the other scenario is a spatially variable van Genuchten alpha or N parameter, but a spatially invariable van Genuchten alpha parameter. And to assess hydraulic behavior, number one, based on my PhD work, we can simulate the surface soil water flux by calculating the change in storage with time under a constant flux surface boundary condition, which is what I applied in the model. And the other one is the steady state pattern of soil water flux, so the vertical component, which is part of the model output in this case. So this is just some preliminary results here. So these are contour plots, or I guess spatially classed plots of the steady state soil water flux. And so the surface boundary condition was a constant surface flux of ratio to the saturated conductivity of 1/10, I guess. And the domain is here, so the depth is 6.5 meters and the width is 5 meters. And the discretization was 2.5 centimeters, uniform discretization. And so we see, you can look at the patterns of the soil water flux with the two scenarios. So this is the linearly scalable media with a spatially variable mean pore size. And this is the opposite scenario where we have a spatially variable pore size variance, but a static mean pore size. And so just by looking at that, you can see there's similarities, but you can also see that the fluxes in this case here seem to be have a greater range of correlation to themselves. So that's the steady state case, and I'm just looking at it visually. I haven't done any statistical analysis on it yet. If we look at the transient surface soil water flux over the first 10 centimeter depth during the transient phase of infiltration under a constant flux surface boundary condition, we see that for the spatially variable mean pore size, we have quite a bit more variance than the other scenario with the spatially variable pore size variance. If we take the power spectrum of these two spatial patterns and compare them, the power spectrum gives us an idea of the autocovariance or the variogram of the pattern. We can see that what comes out is that the spatially variable pore size variance has a lower overall variance over the entire series or pattern, but the actual shape of these spectra is quite similar, so there doesn't seem to be as much difference in the transient case as we could see visually in the steady state case. So this is something that I plan to investigate further. This is repeating what I just said. And so if we can't notice a difference in the spatial pattern of the hydraulic behavior of two very different soils like this, then that makes life really, really difficult for us soil physicists. But these are just preliminary results, and I want to investigate them further. So with that, I'd just like to acknowledge the support from my institution and various funding agencies, and I'd be happy to answer questions if there's time.